Right. Okay, my name is Jane Ann Liston. I'm the convener of the Starlink St Andrews Rail Link campaign. The campaign has been making quite a lot of progress. We're about to get another piece of work. Another piece of work is about to be carried out. We have been in contact with our MSP, who's going to be getting some who's going to be getting a meeting together, and we've also made contact with another member of the Abellio board on ScotRail, who is extremely interested, and a meeting's been arranged with them as well. So I think the campaign is continuing to grow support, and the case for a railway to St Andrews is actually made clearer every day. It's incredibly short-sighted, and what was a little bit concerning was there didn't seem to be any good reason, not to mention the fact that it then starts. Tayplan says that, well, they can't put the Starlink campaign in because it hasn't got a stag, and then Fifeplan says, well, and it's not in Tayplan, so we can't put it in, and there's a game of pass the parcel going on, which is not really getting anywhere. What was particularly concerned is that Fife Council, the reasons that they gave for excluding St Andrews from the plan didn't seem to apply to other proposals that they had. So we thought that was a bit strange. They were trying to say that the case isn't strong enough, and especially with the latest figures for Lookers having just come out, showing a rise of over £50,000 on the 50,000 passengers in the previous year. One just wonders, and most of those people are coming to and from St Andrews, of course. One just wonders how much more evidence that they're going to need. I wouldn't describe it in such violent terms, but it's certainly an inconsistency, because you're quite right. There's Wormit, there's Newborough, and there's the Dunfermline Lower Line. That's extending the line from Alloa through to Dunfermline. Now, these are all worthy projects, and the Starlink campaign heartily supports them all. But these haven't had stag evaluations carried out either, and yet they are in Fife Plan. So I think that Fife Council is going to have to do a bit better than just say, well, it's because you haven't got a stag, because this makes absolutely no sense. And I think what is being what seems to be being ignored is the is that Fife Council is saying, well, what we want to do is we'll have enhanced bus provision, but it's failed. It isn't working. Not enough people are using the bus. It's something like between 15% and 20%, despite the fact there are so many buses, and it's much, much better than it used to be. You've still only got that percentage of passengers to and from St Andrews who are using it. It hasn't brought about a modal shift, and I really don't think it's going to, whereas something like the train would, because people actually like travelling by train, and it would give them a seamless journey without having to change. Well, let me put it this way. There are several road campaigns as well. There are proposals to dual this road and improve that road, and no one seems to say, oh, well, have we got the money for all? We can only have one, or something like that. That's just seen as ludicrous. What is needed is a strategy, and it's sadly lacking even the Scottish Government, for a start, they have no vision of what they of enhancing the rail network and what the rail network could be, so that it actually fulfils the needs that Scotland has in the 21st century. No one seems to be wanting to take the big decisions about expansion. Following the excellent example of the borders, it seems to be that was it. So I don't think it's a question of, well, it'll be this one or the other one. No, they're all needed. They should all be being planned for and work being done on them as resources permit. There's not a like for like treatment. As I said, you would never, you wouldn't ask that sort of question if you're talking about road improvements. And they, of course, are not going to help the environment one bit. Whereas if we can get a significant number of people transferred from driving cars into a train, that will. We are working on it. I mean, the sort of work that the Starlink campaign has been managing to carry out is perhaps the sort of work that the council or the regional transport partnership should be doing themselves. However, we're doing what we can. We're building up support, and there will be news of a further bit of work that's coming along in the not-too-distant future, which it's hoped is going to actually kick-start this stag. This is the sort of thing I can never measure. Oh, well, there was one thing, in that St Andrews, you see, St Andrews had been included in plans before. It's been in previous Fife structure plans. It was even mentioned in the Incestrans list of what they wanted to do. And by 2019, it seems to have mysteriously disappeared. And this goes back to, and I think this was from about 10, 15 years ago. And I would say that if it was recognised then that there was a need for a railway to St Andrews, and it was therefore worth investigating, then it's even more so nowadays with all the increases in traffic and travelling that there has been. Okay.